Our reading for today is from Matthew 14, verses 22 to 33. Immediately, he made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side, while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up the mountain to pray by himself. When evening came, he was there alone. But by this time the boat, battered by the waves, was far from the land, for the wind was against them. And early in the morning he came walking toward them on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified, saying, "Is it a ghost?" And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat, started walking on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he noticed the strong wind, he became frightened, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me!" Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him, saying to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" When they got into the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." And this is the word of the Lord.
There was a great flood. The River Murray had burst its banks and was flooding all great areas and towns and houses and fruit orchards. We were children at primary school. The main part of the village was under threat of being flooded if the levee banks burst. There were sandbagged levee banks holding back the water. If the levee bank broke, the school would be flooded, and we were coached with what to do if that happened. The day came when Mr. Rogers came running in and called to the teacher, "The bank is moving." And out we went with the teacher, running for higher ground, all 35 of us. We were told to run to the high ground and to run through the orchards, and if we saw any adults, to call out to them, "The bank is breaking." No mobile phones then. Soon the little grey Fergie tractors were doing their work, pushing the sand and the sandbags back into the bank. The bank was secured, the village and the school saved. We had an extra long September holidays. In the flood, we children, or at least some of us, felt we'd played our part to help during the crisis by our prompt response and our spreading of the alarm. We helped in other ways too, and it was our own lived experience, our own story of determination and courage and hope in crisis. Coupled with this with Sunday school at the Little Rampco Methodist Sunday School, listening to stories from the Bible and stories of Jesus, inspiring stories, sometimes confusing. Those of a certain age, do you remember the song, "Tell Me the Stories of Jesus I Love to Hear"? Of course, our understandings change over time. It has been said we know who we are in part by the stories we tell ourselves and the stories others tell about us. We know who we are in relation to each other and to God by the stories we share. And we can add our relationship to the living environment. This morning we heard part of the gospel story about Jesus from Matthew. All through Matthew, Jesus is presented as God with us. In the birth story, they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. Right to the ending with Jesus' final words to his disciples, "I will be with you even to the end of the age." Much of the Bible was written through the lens of trauma, including Matthew, for this was written not long after the destruction of Jerusalem around AD 70. But Matthew is also written through the strong lens of faith and trust in God, found in this remarkable person, Jesus. Immediately prior to our story today, Jesus had been teaching. He hears the terrible news of John the Baptist's death, his brutal death. He attempts to find solitude. Crowds follow. The huge crowd is fed. Now Jesus is exhausted. Now disciples are onto the other side of the boat, we hear in today's reading. The crowd's going home or settling down to sleep overnight in the grass. Jesus going to the solitary place, and the storm arises on the sea. Jesus, first seen as a ghost walking on water, sense of mystery here, and the fear. Jesus' reassurance, "Take heart, it is I, do not be afraid." And Peter calls out and steps out, again fear and failure and sinking, then the hand of Jesus saved. Back in the boat, then Matthew's message from the mouths of the disciples, they revere him, "Truly you are the Son of God." Matthew writes in his day to shine a light on Jesus, to reveal his identity, the one to bring hope and meaning. Put your trust in this Jesus, and therefore, he says, keep faith and courage to keep following the way of Jesus, even through turbulent times. Here is God with us. The Old Testament reading for this day in the book of Genesis in chapter 37, following, the Psalm reading in Psalm 105, both not being read today, but is the story of Joseph sold into slavery, a story of jealousy and family treachery, of crisis and rescue, crisis and rescue. It is part of a much bigger narrative of crisis and liberation in the Hebrew people's story. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 10, set for today, affirms the saving grace of Jesus. The readings and the stories for today encourage us in the stormy waters of life, are part of the bigger picture, that we all matter personally and as community, local and world community. God with us. Jesus lifted Peter out of the stormy waters. Peter went on to gather understanding and grow in faith, encountering bigger challenges and following faithfully to the end. As others have said, it took the death and the resurrection of Jesus for Peter and the disciples to get their act together and actually continue the movement that Jesus started. Now, today, in our time of COVID-19, we find other related situations being revealed. It has been said we are all in the same boat in the pandemic. We could, but that is not the whole story. It's more like we are all in the same storm, but we are not in the same boat. Yes, we need to follow faithfully what our medical, political, and policing leaders are directing us to keep safe our neighbours and ourselves. And our governments are currently helping with some finances for some people. But the COVID pandemic has even further revealed what is that which is not what it should be. In our youth, my friends and I were inspired through the minister of our church by the stories of lives of people like Dietrich Bonhoeffer and Martin Luther King Jr. Martin Luther King, powerful protest leader of African Americans and the poor, in the 1960s. I must say too that in Australia we too had Charles Perkins and the Freedom Rides and Ujuru, Kath Walker and others. Today, COVID-19 and Black Matter times bring us Reverend Alvin Jackson, who was a colleague of Reverend Martin Luther King and is still very much involved in Jesus' work in the US. Reverend Jackson recently named 5 evils in current society. The first 3 are systemic poverty, racism, and environmental degradation. Here in our own country, many Indigenous leaders are speaking out too. The effects of poverty are made even more obvious at this time when peoples and places of poverty are much more helpless to avoid contagion from the current epidemic. What to do? Work to change the systems of economics causing systemic poverty? World Council of Churches has put out a paper including changes to systems of economy. The National Assembly of the Uniting Church, as well as Social Justice, have published papers on priorities to truly address poverty, to make some changes. The effects of environmental degradation are being made clear not only by recent fires, but by the lessening of some of the conditions contributing to our environment in crisis. Skies are clearer. Some waters, like those of Venice, are clearer. Some evidence for action in the less than 5 minutes to midnight chance to make critical changes for the environment. There is much to be done now. Do we have the committed hope and faith in action to give up some things and take strong steps for change? Would we have the determination, courage, and audacity to follow through with active faith and hope to change the story of where we are hidden? This is International Day of Indigenous Peoples. Here at Moriarty, our Gateways group are reading the book Dark Emu by Bruce Pascoe. Here we find hidden away stories of the Aboriginal people as they had been before modern history. People engaged in agriculture, aspects of land management, food production and storage, and much more. These suppressed stories needing to be told now and heard could make a difference to what might yet be. The account we read from the Bible for today is surely for us personally as well as community. A personal story. A youth worker took a group of young people to a church service, Pentecostal church, their own choice and that of their families. During the service, at prayer time, the pastor called for the leader by name to come down. A real shock. You can imagine the hesitation, but she decided to go forward. The pastor told her that he had had a vision of her standing in the strong current of a river. She goes under, but comes up immediately and stands against the current. Of course, there was prayer. Sometimes, later, in traumatic situations in ministry, she would remember and gain strength from that story. May we find hope and faith in the help of the Spirit of Jesus, God with us, particularly in time of trauma, and the hand of our neighbour to help us through, and may we be the helping hand for our neighbour too. May our stories be intertwined with the story and the way of Jesus. May opportunities be made and taken with faith and hope for a better, fairer and life-saving world for the whole of creation. Then, in the same storm, we can be closer to being in the same boat.